At 10:50, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jesse Mirsky. It's 12 degrees and the fog has lifted outside of our East York studios. In the news today, a new poll suggests that NDP leader Jack Layton has made a huge jump to second place in the federal election campaign. The poll was conducted by Angus Reid with the Toronto Star and La Presse and suggests that Layton is only 5% behind the Conservatives with 30% of the vote. The Liberals only have 22% of support, according to the poll. The challenge now for the NDP will be to translate their support into votes next week. Canadians vote for their next Prime Minister on Monday. And East Yorkers living in Layton's riding came together at a local pub last Tuesday to watch the English language federal leaders debate. Here's my report. The political process was alive and well at Wally's Pub last Tuesday. East Yorkers came out to support the Liberal MP hopeful in the riding of Toronto Danforth, Andrew Lang. Over beer and chicken wings, the crowd and their leader had some fighting words for their opponents.
We've got it covered. This is the family pact. This is reintroducing the National Child Care Strategy. And that strategy that was almost through government when Jack Layton defeated it. And people need to remember that, that Jack Layton chose his own political objectives over national child care.
NDP leader Jack Layton is the Toronto Danforth incumbent. Although Layton's support is strong in the riding, Lang says there is plenty to criticize. Liberal voter Shannon Lundquist agrees. These voters were quick to say that Ignatieff won the debate. The challenge now will be to see if Lang can win Layton's seat. Jesse Mirsky, Observer Radio News, Toronto. A record-breaking number of Canadians were out casting their votes in advance polling this weekend. Elections Canada reported yesterday that the turnout this year was about 35% higher than it was in 2008. Polling stations were packed all weekend and many voters were forced to wait in lineups for more than an hour. An Elections Canada official said that Friday and Monday were the busiest 2 days of advance voting ever. And in local news, it's not the city's safest job. Toronto taxi driver Khalil Tulkey was repeatedly stabbed last month after picking up a passenger in the Yonge and Sheppard area. Tulkey says that a city bylaw, one that doesn't allow him to rent out his car to other drivers while he recovers, has made the horrific event that much worse. Tulkey and other Toronto cab drivers will fight the bylaw in a human rights tribunal hearing scheduled for June. In international news, an Afghan military officer gunned down 6 NATO service members this morning. The attack happened after an argument at Kabul airport. This is the 7th incident this year where Afghan security forces, or Taliban impersonating them, have killed coalition soldiers. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Afghanistan's defense minister said that the gunner was, in fact, a pilot with the Afghan security forces who was frustrated after an argument. NATO will not release the nationalities of the troops until their families have been notified. Turning now to sports, the Vancouver Canucks sent the Chicago Blackhawks packing last night with a 2-1 win and a nail-biting Game 7. Chicago managed to send the game into overtime with a goal from captain Jonathan Toews with only 2 minutes left in the third. The game saw the return start of goalie Roberto Luongo for Vancouver. Luongo was benched at the start of Game 6 after the team gave up 3 straight games. The Montreal Canadiens stayed alive another night, beating the Boston Bruins 2-1 in their Game 6 last night. Michael Camilleri scored the team's first goal, and team captain Brian Gionta scored the winner. Both goals were while Montreal had a 2-man advantage. Dennis Seidenberg scored Boston's only goal. Game 7 is tonight in Boston. Philadelphia eliminated Buffalo last night at home with a 5-2 victory, ending their first series, and the Pittsburgh Penguins face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight in Pittsburgh for Game 7 of their first series. And in entertainment, Canada's iconic Tom Thompson and the Group of Seven are finally getting a big break. 124 paintings by the group are being shipped overseas for an exhibit in England's Dulwich Picture Gallery in South London. This isn't the first time that the Group of Seven paintings have gone overseas, but it is the first time that the group will be the main focus of an exhibit that isn't in Canada. The exhibit is called Painting Canada, Tom Thompson and the Group of Seven, and is scheduled to open in October and run until January next year. And that's Observer Radio News for this Wednesday morning. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. Thanks for listening. I'm Jesse Mirsky.